Because when you're talking about tax collectors and describing them, I was like, I'm having a hard time because, like, I don't see my accountant friends or CPAs or financial advisors as, like, so bad, right? Like, so shocking that you would hang out with these people. It's like, oh, these are probably good people to have in your network. But when you're describing it, I was like, whoa, that's, like, it's more of, like, those are, like, pimps and, like, drug lords and, like, corrupt politicians. And you can go down the line in regards to things. Those who are betraying their community, those who are going, all those things. I feel like a way to miss the point potentially is that if you're someone who hasn't done a heinous sin, I'm still vanilla. I haven't done anything really bad in my life, so I don't feel like that unworthiness or need to be like that contrast. Do I need to do something? Does that make sense in the sense of like how you can twist it? Isaiah, do you get what I'm saying?
So you're saying that you need to do something bad so you're more heinous?
Yeah, and to some degree. It's like, oh, wow, I see like these are the people who God's coming for.
Yeah, well, please don't do that.
Right, right, exactly. Right, right. But it's just like some people could miss the point in thinking like, oh, like I know I'm a sinner, but like I've been growing up in the church. I've been going to Bible studies and I'm like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah. I guess it's scary to hear you say that. But it's true, right? Because people do say that, and you hear that when people kind of apologize for their salvation testimonies.
Right,
not
exactly.
A really exciting story here. I grew up in a Christian home. And so what's scary, I think, is that I guess that understanding can keep you from saving faith, right? Because it does reveal that you don't really get who God is, right? Mm. And so the way that we see God for who he is revealed in his word and revealed in the person of Christ. And if when we compare ourselves to Christ, we're not mortified at how different we are and how far we fall short apart from his grace, that is kind of scary whether someone has been humbled. So I don't know if that's exactly what you're saying. At the same time, I can think about my story, and if the Lord allows you to do more wicked things to humble you, I guess that can be his grace too.
Sure.
So I guess I'm thankful to see more of my sin exposed. I say it's a far better way to, instead of having him expose more of your sin, if you are willing to say, I'm just going to take his word for it and let sin be utterly sinful because of its disparity from him, and just he's good and this is his law. And it says, if I don't love him with all my heart, soul, and mind, I'm worthy of judgment. Mm. How do I not love him with all my heart, soul, and mind? Instead of saying, well, I really wish I had done more wicked things so I could be exposed.
It can be really helpful to call sin what it is. Mm. And so I think that sometimes we don't help ourselves because we lie. So that to say, if I'm in a position where I'm saying, I wish I had done more heinous sins, I'm not as bad as other people. Okay, you know, No.
It's scary to hear you say
that. Let's think about what you've actually done. Yeah. And I think the reason why you don't feel like it's that heinous is because you're lying to yourself. Mm. So like this one I've been struck with lately is just sexual temptation. So a lot of times people act as if sexual temptations like this, almost nowadays, like it's almost like a small sin. And it's like, okay, I know I shouldn't look at pornography, but you know, is it really that big a deal? And then you're just like, whoa. Does this reveal like how good we are at lying to ourselves? Because imagine for a second, like take sexual sin out of the world and think about how different this world would be. So like it's just an illustration to me of how easy it is to lie, because it's like, okay, a sexual temptation, sexual sin, it's I know it's bad, but it's not that bad. Wait a second here. How much damage has sexual sin done in this world? Like sexual sin has broken families. It's destroyed lives at a young age. People's, you know, are enslaved because of people's sexual sins. It has taken careers away. I mean, if you want to talk about what sexual sin has done in this world, this is obviously like a terrible, terrible sin. It's like, it's just brutal kind of dictator, and yet we can be like, well, no, it's just a temptation. Oh my goodness. Mm. We lie. Pride, you know, call pride what it is. Mm. Pride is, I want to be God and I want you to worship me. So, okay, I'm sitting here thinking that's not that big a deal. No, I am saying, that I am the king of the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we get angry and we yell, that's kind of what Jesus is doing in Matthew 5, isn't it? He's like, he's actually like, look at that sin for what it is, you know? You're like, oh, I'm not a murderer. No, but look at your anger. What is going on in there? You're like, Josh, 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 everyone must bend to the will of Josh. And if you don't bend to the will of Josh, then I will punish you. Huh. So it helps when we start to feel that sort of like, well, I'm not that bad a sinner. Then it's like, okay, stop. Jesus came for sinners. Mm. So you better figure this out.
Right.
So, and it's not like you're going to have to pretend to be a really bad sinner.
Right, right.
You're like deluded. So let's pray and prayerfully think and call things for what they are. Not so that we just detest ourselves and stop there, but so that we go to the Savior who loves to show mercy to sinners.
So, right, yeah, right, so that we know that we're a sinner, right? Because that's who Jesus came for.
Yes.
Yeah, right, so if we don't know that we're sinners, and like that's where it's not just to know that I have sinned, but to know that in me, apart from Christ, there is no good thing. You know, that I am not capable of obeying God's law, that by nature I enjoy being an enemy to Him. I prefer being an enemy to Him apart from His grace working in me. Yeah, so to let sin be truly sinful.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting how it's kind of come up a theme of how dangerous lying is. And but that's exactly what Satan does, right? So Satan has been a liar from the beginning, and he's been a murderer. And so that is how he works. He wants us to believe lies. And it's amazing how when the image of God is kind of broken by the fall in us, we become liars, right? Mm-hmm. We don't do truth. We prefer lies. So that is, I mean, it's the very evidence of the brokenness of us is that we lie about our sin.
Mm-hmm. And the person we're best at lying to is usually ourselves.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.